This is that story show where your hilarious real life stories take the spotlight. Hey! This is that story show, people.
Hallelujah!
You're watching?
Hey, who's cooking pizza?
I turned into a bat. I flew into this lady's house. I left her some guano.
Hey, podcast people, I'm your host. My name is James Kennison.
And I'm John Steinklauber. And James, I like Star Wars, and I've always been bothered by something.
Yeah?
Luke Skywalker never finds the love of his life, and I finally discovered why.
Okay, I'm scared. Yeah.
He was looking in Alderaan places.
Alderaan, okay! Alderaan. Right? Right? Yeah. Alderaan, okay!
You get it? You get it?
You got me.
Alderaan places.
You're right, though. He never did settle down.
I know. I that always kind of bothered me. I don't know why. But maybe it's just like that's just the way his path is. I mean, if you kiss your sister.
Yeah.
I'm done. Spoiler alert.
You have to lead with that on the dating sites.
Yeah.
Forceusers.com or whatever that you're looking at. You're like
Jedi Match.
JediMingle.com.
Jedi Mingle. Yeah.
Oh,
I probably got him kicked out of a few services.
Yeah,
there.
Gotta say, there may be some video evidence of me and my sister smooching.
Yeah.
Oh,
didn't know.
I'm gonna go hang out with some ghosts.
Yeah,
some force ghosts.
Go drink some green milk on a solitary island somewhere.
Amy Lou in the chat says, "I bet Jedi Mingle is a thing, like a real thing."
if it's not, we better grab that name real quick.
Yeah, we're not sponsored by JediMingle.com, but if it exists, we should be. We always start with an opening story, and this one's called "Unspecific Subway." Sent to us by Bobby from Arizona. Hey, every spring, our maintenance department caters to a luncheon. I'm already giggling because I remember this one. We do a catering luncheon for the workers to celebrate the accomplishment of the previous year. This year, the foreman's new administrative assistant. Now, that's key. The new administrative assistant was given the task of ordering the food from our local Subway sandwich shop. Specifically, 36 foot-long sandwiches, along with drinks, chips, and cookies. When the day for the luncheon arrived, I know, I want some cookies so bad.
I want some foot-long subs. I'm hungry.
Oh, man. The foreman hopped into his smart car, and he drove to the Subway to retrieve the food order that his new administrative assistant had placed. Half an hour later, he returns empty-handed to a shop full of hungry, hangry workers.
Oh, no.
When we asked what was going on with the food, he just rolled his eyes, grumbled, and shook his head, and he grabbed the keys to the company truck and says, "I'll be back." So, when he returned again, another half hour later, the bed of the truck was completely filled to the top with gigantic cartons of Subway sandwiches. Because instead of ordering 36 foot long sandwiches, his admin had actually ordered 36 foot long sandwiches. She didn't even question the size or the price of the order. She just gleefully paid the full amount over the phone with the foreman's company credit card. Gosh, can you imagine how much that must have costed?
That's 100. Check my math on this. That's 180. Wait,
there's 6 foot long 12, sandwiches, eight, yeah. 30 of them.
Yeah, 180 feet of sandwiches, right? 180 feet. They were going to get 36 feet of sandwich, and they got 180. Is my math right? That's a lot of sandwiches.
Sounds
plus
good
cookies
to me.
And drinks. Oh, man. They feasted.
We feasted, it says, on Subway sandwiches until we couldn't swallow another bite and we all looked like freaking Jabba the Hutt. And we sent lots of leftovers home with anybody who was willing to take them.
Oh my goodness.
Hope the story makes it on the show. Of course it will, man. You send stuff like that. That's that, right at the top of the show. Thanks, Bobby from Arizona. Oh.
180 feet of sandwich.
Linear feet.
That's a long way. That's a, almost half of a football field. That might be, that is half of a football field. Could you imagine? Well, he's down at the 29-foot-long at the subway there.
I bet, though, it took all those hungry, angry dudes, and they were just immediately like, this is cool. We're cool.
This is- I mean, it's like cartoonish where you're jumping in a swimming pool full of Subway sandwiches.
Just
I'm going to eat my way through this whole truck bed.
They probably had games they played. Let's see who can get to the end of a 6-foot. Just lay it down on the ground. Everybody get down like they're going to push an Easter egg with their nose. And let's get started. Yeah. Oh, man.
36-foot long.
Everybody had their own 6-foot long. I didn't order mine with, you know, cucumbers. Okay.
It's well, okay. You got find another one. There's probably
There's one of
how does that happen?
Plenty. There are plenty out there for you. Let's do some news. All right, it's interesting news. This is from the Associated Press in London. English it's
about some guys that overate a 6-foot long subs.
Yeah, should be.
Sorry, I didn't jump in there.
It's all right.
This just in.
English Women's League showdown delayed by teams wearing matching socks. Now that sounds
Women's League.
Yeah, it's a soccer game.
Oh, okay. I was like, league of what? I mean, are they knitters or?
Well, a top of the table English Women's Soccer League game with a crowd of nearly 33,000 people suffered a delayed kickoff on Friday because the team had matching socks. Now that sounds, okay, for a second, I just have to say, it sounds like we're two men that are going to make fun of the fact that the women came out on the field and said, oh my gosh, our socks are matching. We have to delay the game. No, it's not that. It's not that, okay?
I bought my socks last week. You bought... I had mine first. You go change.
So Arsenal turned up at Chelsea with a same-colored white socks, forcing referee Rebecca Welsh to delay the start. Arsenal women ended up going to the Chelsea megastore at Stamford Bridge, buying black socks. They used tape to try to hide the Nike logos and the Chelsea logos. They bought the other team's Nike
they
socks.
Bought the other team's socks.
It's because Arsenal's kit is made by Adidas only. They started 30 minutes late. Now, the reason why it matters is because when you're playing soccer, I asked my daughter, you're looking at their socks when you're playing. You can't have the same socks because...
Really?
Yes, you don't scan the whole person. You're looking at legs when you're kicking the ball back and forth.
Makes sense.
They couldn't have the same socks. So it wasn't like, oh, we wore the same dress at the party. Oh, my goodness. It wasn't like that. But it's still hilarious that they had to tape them up because they bought the other team's socks.
They're wearing Nikes when they should be wearing Adidas. Wow. I mean, that's like kind of a big deal, right? I mean, that's like, you know what uniform you're going to wear.
Right.
But you know, I mean, if the socks are that important, that should have been like.
Somebody didn't ask. Somebody's right, brand new associate assistant did not ask the right questions. Maybe she lost the job at the I don't know. She moved to England and she tried to
work facilities
for,
place and
for,
yeah
now for a top of the table English Women's Soccer League. So notice they didn't name what it was. They're just like 33,000 people were waiting for half an
waiting
hour
for 30 minutes. Yeah, I mean that's relatively speaking, that's not that.
No, I mean, my wife, if she wanted to go change her socks, we're talking 45 minutes tops.
Because you got to change the whole outfit, right?
Yeah, because it throws off everything. Now we're making fun of women. There we go.
Uh-oh, stop. You know the problem with Arsenal? They're always walking it in. Remember that line?
No.
The IT crowd. Okay, sorry. It's a real throwback.
Gosh. Me and my wife said we need to rewatch that whole series again. recently because I made a comment and she didn't get it. So there we go. Yeah.
Well,
because I was talking about, I don't remember. Doesn't matter anyway.
Well,
yeah. So anyway,
it's always nice to have a nice reference that everybody gets. I'm sorry that nobody got that one.
It's okay.
Unless you're a diehard IT Crowd fan. Hey, thank you. Thank you.
I need to watch it again. Oh, I remember we were talking about when he got a massage and the guy kissed him at the end of the massage.
Did you see that? Look at Chris. And he held that up, line in there.
He held up a cutout. He was at court because he was suing the guy.
Was it here? And they had a face. Here?
They had the dude's face and they had him pin it on his backside where the guy did the bad thing. So anyway, yeah, IT Crowd, if you're, 18 and up or 16 and up, you know, go check out IT Crowd with your parents' permission. Even if you're 30, ask your parents' permission. And that way we're covered, you know, it's the best thing we could possibly do. Let's jump into some stories. All right, this one's Bill from Indiana. It's called Mini Misunderstanding. Years ago, when my 18-year-old daughter was about 2 or 3 years old.
Aww. I never had a daughter, but I had a child once.
I did once. Too.
They grow up.
They do.
Butterfly kisses.
Mine just decided that her major is going to be accounting, so her mom... is on cloud 9.
Yes. Wow.
I just got told last night on date night. She's like, by the way, did you know your daughter is majoring in accounting? And I'm like, I can't imagine that fireball sitting still long enough to do accounting. So
She's going to be one of those, like those accountants for one of those big firms where
four. Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah. And she's going to do that thing. And she's going to be one of those hostile takeover accountants, isn't
she? They're going to make movies about my daughter. Yeah.
So, yeah.
And she will have a gun for some reason.
She'll be. Those numbers don't add up. That'll be your tagline, right? These don't add up. Bang, bang.
It just doesn't add up.
Ouch.
She'll work for the mob secretly.
Oh, man. No, she's going to be cooking books, is she?
Maybe I just ruined it. Okay. Anyway, this is about Bill's 18-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
But she was about 2 or 3 years old. She came into his room dressed up in a little princess dress. Aww. I remember that. And she was singing and twirling. God. I can't see. I don't have glasses on. She was singing and twirling and dancing, and she looks at me and says, Daddy, when I grow up, I'm going to marry you.
Oh, it's so sweet.
No, you don't even know. You don't even know.
I don't, because I don't have daughters. That's kind of weird to me, actually.
No, it's not. It's the sweetest thing ever. I wanted to marry my mom when I was little. I didn't know. She was single, too, and, you know. I was single. It just, anyway, I look back at her and I said, well, that might be a problem, sweetheart. I'm already married to your mom. And she paused. She looked at me again and said confidently, well, I can marry you too. Because she's three, dadgummit. She can do what she wants. Yeah. There's no rules. I replied, what do you think this is, Utah? And she stared at me for a minute and she says, no, daddy, I'm short. And it took me a second to process because then I reply, Utah, sweetheart, not Utah. Love the podcast. God bless. So that's awesome. For those of you that missed John's joke earlier, let me explain what just happened, because it's right in the same category, because it took me a minute. What do you think this is, Utah? She thought he said Utah. And she says, no, daddy, I'm short.
No, so, daddy, I'm short.
Anyway.
Oh. You tall? Oh.
No, daddy, I'm
butterfly
short.
Butterfly kisses.
Shut up!
And dress. Little white flower. I'm going to come over and sing that. What's the other song
she
that
doesn't even answer my texts anymore.
If her phone turned off, she'll answer. I'm sorry.
She only calls me when something's wrong with her car.
Or when she needs money.
No, she calls mom. She knows I don't do the money.
She knows you're not an accountant. Oh, man. It's okay, yeah, brother.
They figured out I was useless a long time ago. Like the minute they turned 16 and didn't need me to drive with them anymore, dad is optional.
This guy is optional. It's okay. She'll come back and...
See, here's something that breaks my heart. It's just the other day, Facebook sent me a photo. It says, do you want to repost this? And I said, no way, because it's gross. But it was sweet at the same time. Both my kids, it was a photo of my kids drinking like the last bit out of soda cans. And I was like, okay, why did I post this? That's weird.
Yeah.
They're just enjoying it.
You got to remember the whole story.
They're enjoying their soda. So I clicked on it and went back in time, and I read what I wrote, and I'm like, I just found out my kids go through my soda cans and sip out the dregs. So nasty. I said, why? I've never been prouder. So gross. But that's how desperate they were as children for soda.
They couldn't get their own soda, so they drank their dad's backwash.
Because I would keep all the cans separate in a bag, and I guess they would just go through it when we weren't looking, but I caught them, and they were like, we did this.
We're mad.
And I posted it online for the world to see, but I didn't repost it. I was like, I just sent it to Jen. I'm like, I had forgotten all about this. I says, but we're going to keep it secret, except for everybody on my podcast, thousands and thousands of people.
Nice.
Hey, do you know that girls listen to our show, John? I mean, females. Well, I should say females, not girls.
Females.
But I still kind of think about like just boys and girls. We're all just boys and girls. So,
right.
But sometimes they send in stories and stuff. And today a one did, but she forgot to tell me her name. So she got on the show, and you're just going to have to write in and tell us who you are, because
we'll make up a name.
Unless you said it in here and I missed it because I'm an old man, but it's called Flip Off. I called it One Girl Salute. So you get a primer for what we're about to experience. Let's enjoy this together.
Hi, James and John. I have been listening to the show for a while. And I think it'll actually be 2 years in August. And guess what? Me and James have the same birthday. And I think it's been a while that I think we're friends now. Like, I've heard your voices like every day for the past 2 years. And so I think it'll be appropriate to share something that I've been going through for the past couple months. So in January, I was in my dance class for high school. And we were practicing this trick for halftime. You're performing, and it's called a Webster. It's basically a one arm front handspring, and we were practicing all day, and I just barely nailed the trick, and my teacher was like, oh, great job, like, can you show everyone? And so I did it how I was doing it all the other times, but then when I landed, like, I felt some pain, and I was like, this is so weird. I felt pain in my finger, and it felt like I jammed my middle finger, and it hurt so bad. And
it gets worse.
Got some ice, and I just like that was so embarrassing because everyone in the entire class saw me like just totally wreck myself.
It gets so much worse.
And so, after a couple of days, like I was like, oh, I probably just jammed my finger, but it wasn't healing very good. And so, I got an x ray and it was broken. So, basically, what happened was that the tendon that bends your finger that's attached to the middle joint. It pulled on the bone as I was doing that one arm. It was on the hand that was on the ground. And it pulled bone off of, like, the main bone in your finger. So I have like, this little, like, fracture that's in my finger bone. And they probably have a special name, but I don't even know it, so it's okay. But I have been wearing this big metal splint. And I got it from the Walgreens, and it's super long. And it just has padding so that I can't bend my finger so it won't hurt when I, like, do basic things. And so you can imagine what might happen now that I'm wearing this big, huge metal finger cast on my middle finger. So I have been doing half times and performances. And We actually ended up not doing the trick in the halftime because I totally broke my finger doing the trick. And so I saved everyone else on the team from doing that trick. But anyway, so we've been performing half times, and in part of the choreography, we have to do fists sometimes. And so just picture in your mind's eye a finger that won't move, which happens to be your middle finger, and you're in a fist. And so basically, I have been flipping off everyone in the audience, in the entire audience, for like a couple months. And there have been so many jokes about it, and everyone in the audience is just watching this little blonde girl flip everyone off in the entire audience. And it's just been, it's been really a wild ride. And my mom's not too happy about it because I look like such a bad person, like, but this has been a really crazy thing. But I thought you might enjoy it because it's a funny experience. And so have a good rest of your show. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, she never used her name. But my gosh, there's so much in this. It's the worst.
Maybe we should call her Birdie.
It's, I like metal finger.
It's my metal finger.
It's metal.
We have to make a fist, but my finger doesn't bend. So basically, I'm telling the other team they're number one.
Telling my own team.
Everybody's number one.
Everybody's parents, grandparents, the babies, everybody.
She's a school meme.
That's amazing.
That was a great story.
But there was so much in there. Did you hear the part about the freaking tendon pulling the chip off the bone? I was crying. I have tears in my eyes.
My fingers got numb when she was talking about that. That's what happens. Got to get the feeling back in my hands. It's a strong empathy that I have for injuries.
Yes. The chat room freaked out. They freaked out. They lost their mind. But it's all right. We lost half of them. They're back now. But I'm sorry about that. You know, on my other podcast, The Gospel of Kennison, by the way, let me plug it real quick. If you haven't listened to the last two or three episodes of The Gospel of Kennison, you owe it to yourself. Go to nlcast.com, click on GOK, and start listening. I'd say the last two episodes, last three, and you will. One's called Surgery Stories, and then the next one is called Applesauce or Baked Beans or something. I don't know what it's called. Bacon Bits. That's what it's called.
Bacon Bits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen to those two episodes, and you will be hooked on a whole new show from the NL Cast podcast family. I forgot what I was going to say, but you should check it out.
We were talking about medical kind of stuff. So yeah, it's that.
There's medical stuff, and it's it'll do it for you. It'll be fun. So check out that story show, obviously, and then check out the Gospel of Kennison. It's my personal audio journal, and you can keep up with my life and what's going on in there. And it's a great way to connect. So check it out. Yeah.
It's like kind of like sitting in your living room and listening to you tell stories. That's kind of what it feels like to me sometimes. Right. Good stuff.
Thank you.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This next episode story is called it's called Stovetop Soup. It's by Marcella from Reno, and she says, so when my son was 11, which would have put my daughter at 9, he had come home from school and he was going to make himself an after school snack. Usually she was there with him. And so his younger sister would make a snack for him. And a whole lot of times it would be soup.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like not easy. Like that involves more than just putting it in the microwave. Well, unless it's canned soup, I guess.
Well, I've been making a lot of soup lately because of my surgery. And yeah, it's pretty much a can of soup, a can of water, 3 minutes in the microwave. It's not rocket science. Okay. But you know.
I'm just thinking of the stuff my wife makes. There's like chopping and.
No. She's making chicken noodle, you know, condensed soup. This is afternoon snack, not meal time stuff. But since we're on the topic and I'm on soups all the time, please do tell me what your wife puts in soup.
Oh my goodness. Well, what kind of soup? She makes so many.
Oh my gosh.
She made this, gnocchi kind of soup the other day. You know what gnocchi is?
Yeah.
And it's got some that stuff in it. And it's like kind of a white
sauce,
soup, I guess.
Like a cream soup.
But then she puts like, I don't know, some kind of green stuff in it.
Oh.
It's like, it's not, I think it might be kale. I don't know if it's kale or not, but it's dark green. It's good for you.
I was on a liquid diet for 3 weeks and I still have a thing for soup now. Like really good soup. I've been like searching around St. Louis for the places with the best soups and I found some delis, man.
Oh yeah, and, the delis, they got the soups.
Oh, I don't even care about the bread anymore. I just want the soup. I want potatoes in there. Anyway.
Oh, man, a loaded baked potato soup is good.
Oh, anyway, so usually she's making him like normal soup. And on this day, his younger sister was over at my parents' house after school hanging out. So he was going to have to make the soup himself. This is the older brother, by the way. He calls over to my parents' house and his grandma answers. And in a panic, he does not ask his grandmother for help. He says he needs to speak with his sister right now, immediately. And then he proceeds to ask for his little sister, or he asks her, "Hey, when you make the soup for me, do you put it in a bowl on the stove or in the microwave?" And she tells him, well, sometimes she cooks it on the stove in a pot. And sometimes she cooks it in the microwave and she uses a bowl. But she does tell him that she never puts the bowl on the stove and she never puts the pot in the microwave. And then she says, "Why are you asking?" And he says, "I put the plastic bowl on the stovetop to heat it up and it is melting."
Uh-oh.
Why did you need to call, dude? Are you that dumb? Did you need to call? You made the wrong choice. I think it's obvious.
But maybe the plastic bowl unmelts once it's done cooking.
Yeah. The best part about this story to Marcella, the mother here, is he's asking his little sister for help and that he bypassed a grown-up on the phone to get to his little sister to ask for the help of the matter. Well, let me tell you, Marcella, the reason why he did that is because he felt stupid and he knew he was in trouble and he did not want to hear it from Grandma. "You moron," Grandma would have said.
Right. You feel less dumb when somebody your age or close to your age has to tell you that you're wrong than you do when somebody grown up.
So he went to his sister so he could get an answer and then hang up on her without having to worry about anything else, you know. Oh, he burnt the bowl, man. Oh.
I wonder if it was that bowl that that granny made all the potato salad in. That would be okay if he burnt that bowl.
I knew you were going to say something about freaking placenta bowl.
Placenta bowl.
So gross.
That sounds like it could be like a health food or something. It's a placenta bowl.
For those of you that don't know, somewhere in our archives is a terrible, terrible story about a lady that brought a bowl to a church supper. And as they were washing the dishes, she talked about this bowl that she's made so many wonderful dishes in, and it's a family treasure because it's caught every placenta in the family. And if you don't know what one of those is, call your grandma. And don't ask for your sister.
That's right.
Oh, somebody's saying it's $300 or $299 or something like that. But yeah, we have a rule in this show that when something has been used for something very specific and gross, that it belongs to that thing. And so the bowl, in our theory, is now no longer a daggum church sharing bowl. It is a medical instrument used for medical purposes.
That's right. Oh. That's right.
She's going to pass that Joker down to her children and her children's children. It's going to catch the, I don't even know. I don't even know. The remnants of a baby? Of a baby?
Afterbirth, I think it's called in some places. Afterbirth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all the stories I'm going to tell because I'm grossed out by John now because somehow that was worse. I had gotten familiar with the P word and now there's the afterglow. We have a couple of announcements. First of all, it's about that time. We're almost ready to announce the time and date of our favorite
NorthXCon.
Once every 2 years, event.
Every, other year.
It's called NorthXCon, and it's going to be in St. Louis this year in June. So if you're planning on coming, start making your way this way. NorthXCon.com is the website. Registration will be opening soon. We are anticipating next week at this time. Same bat time, same bat channel. Just a week from now, we got to sort out a few details with our location, but we are going to be we have a bigger venue this year. There'll be Wi-Fi. It's going to be amazing. And it's free. It's absolutely free. We just need you to let us know that you're coming so that we don't book too many people, almost like we did last year. Did you remember how booked we were?
Yeah, it was pretty crowded in that spot.
That was crazy. It was so fun, though. And
it's fun, though.
NorthXCon is where we and you get together and we hang out. We share stories. We record live shows. We shake hands. We got stickers. And we got, man, somebody bought us pizza last time.
And one of the guys brought some treats from his home state.
That's right. Like, and we have free sodas and drinks for everybody. It is great. Matter of fact, just today in the chat room, somebody was asking about it and they said, how much is it? I said, it's free. It's free. No way. I'm like, what? You think we're going to charge you to come see these two old dudes talk?
Yeah.
We're begging you to come. need an audience. So anyway, next week, keep your ears on because we're going to be announcing the final date. I had it for the 15th, I'll be honest, but that's Father's Day weekend. And as we've established, I'm a very important father in my house and I can't mess up maybe possibly getting a dinner out with my kids. Okay. I'm desperate. And then my anniversary is on the 22nd. So that's killed another Saturday. So it's probably either going to be the 8th or the 20 somethth.
The 22nd.
It'll be early June or late June. But anyway, that now you know. Also, hats are still available. I sold two this week.
What? Did they have something special in them when you sent them out?
I'm not going to say if I put something special in them, but maybe I do. I put something more than what it says on the website, but you'll never know unless you buy one. Etsy.com/NLcast. We've only got a few left. And I don't even have a car anymore. My son drives my car. And so I have to label them up and package them up and put the extra special, maybe not something inside. And then I stick them in my wife's computer bag and she takes them to work and mails them for me. So
nice.
I used to be a big boy with my own car, but now my son drives my stinking car.
Oh, you have to schedule a car usage.
I know. We do kind of schedule it. He's like, do you have two sets of keys? I said, no, and that's probably good. Let's set them on the counter. And that way we'll know. It's like the sock on the doorknob, you know? And so, also, we need stories. We love your stories. We love it when you send in stories. We have a podcast that shares stories. So if you want to send in a story, somebody emailed me this week and said, how do I send in a story? And I said, I don't say it enough. And he's like, apparently not. So here it goes. All you got to do is go to thatstory.show and click submit a story. Fill out the form and send it in. And then we have your permission to use it on the show. If you email it to us, we don't have your permission, believe it or not. So be, you know, days being what they are. We actually need you to use the forum.
What about the call in?
Call ins are automatic because I have a disclaimer in there saying by leaving your name and number, you are giving us rights to use this on the show, blah, 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 blah. So
perfect.
Yeah. And we don't collect
story.
Say that again.
That's 833-55-STORY, yeah. By the way.
And we don't collect your numbers. I know it just sounded like I said we did. We don't collect your addresses. We don't do any of that bad stuff. We're just good people. This show, speaking of good people, is brought to you by some of the best people. They are called patron members, and they support us on Patreon. Get that Story Show premium, which includes ad-free listening, swag, and a weekly bonus podcast that we're about to record now. Try it out free for 7 days at patreon.com/thatstoryshow, and you'll be glad you did. I want to say thanks to our newest patrons, Micah and Caleb and Charlie Welsh. Thank you so much for joining and supporting the show. You will get, again, those ad-free episodes. You get access to our bonus podcast, which is where we keep our weekly updates and more stories from you. Special thanks to our producers, James Spengler, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan. We will see you guys on the flip side. Surely you have a funny life story. Let's review how to get it on the show. Submit your story at thatstory.show. Call it in toll free, 833-55-STORY. And while you're there, join our mailing list. It's a great place to keep up on things like the Narthex Con and all that kind of stuff. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, keep it to yourself from now on. If your freaking tendon chips off part of your bone, we don't want to know that. No, don't get stressed. Except don't get depressed. Just think, hey, this belongs on that story show. Thank you, everybody, that sent in stories this week. We love you. Thank you, chat room, for joining us live every Thursday at 5 p.m. Central right here on our, what is it called? Discord chat?
Discord. Yeah.
We got a lot of first-timers in there. Thank you for joining us, as always. John, you're amazing. Thank you.
Aw, shucks. Thank you, James.
Yeah, that was a good joke this time. It totally went over my head the first time, but really what stuck with me is that poor Luke doesn't have a woman. My name is Luke. I ain't got no girl. I got a little green man, but he doesn't whirl. He doesn't twirl for me because he's dead, you see. And Ben was gone before I really got to know he. And now I got this cute little lady. She's flying around and I'm thinking, hey, maybe I'll try it with her. Cause she's a princess, you see. But when I kissed her, it felt kind of icky. It's, when I kiss you, it's like I'm kissing my brother.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.